Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today, and I'm so excited that my good friend Enrita Melchizedek is here with us today. We always have such a wonderful time. It's always a pleasure to speak with Enrita, and I know that you will all enjoy our conversation and transmission today. So today we are going to be talking about the stargates of the heart. And Enrita will be sharing a mini transmission with us today. there's so much to talk about right now because, you know, we're just getting over the massive solar eclipse that we just had a few days ago. And so those energies are still playing with us. And I know some of you are experiencing some shifts in your life, physical, emotional, and mental, and spiritual. And so we're going to talk about some of what that is and what that means for all of us moving forward. And as well as we're going to be talking about maybe we can talk about the Pleiades and Sirius and even some of the planets that are affecting us right now. Because, you know, I think there are like six planets in retrograde and just so much is happening. And so I'm so excited to speak to Enrita about all of that and much more. Who knows what we're going to talk about? We never know. So, Enrita has been with us many, many times. Such a pleasure, such a joy. And so I'm so glad that Enrita is here with us today again. So, Enrita, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Laura. It's wonderful to be with you, too. And certainly at a very exciting, unprecedented now moment in our collective soul forward evolution through this beautiful solar eclipse that we've just experienced now. We're calling that really the stargate of cosmic convergence, taking us all into the next level of ourselves, blossoming magnificence and light.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a powerful time, isn't it? I feel like everyone seems to be shifting and moving into more of who they truly are. And it's like we're finally letting go of those limitations that we've been holding on to for so long and realizing that we are such powerful beings here on the planet at this time for a specific reason, on purpose. We chose to be here, and now we're finally, it seems, moving into our greater purpose, our greater potential, right?
Absolutely. We're certainly deepening into our service work. At the same time, what you were expressing and how you put it was just really beautifully expressed in terms of that authenticity, that understanding of ourselves as these multidimensional humans, and being able really to ground that with our own level of truth and authenticity and sincerity of heart in the expression and utterance of our spiritual reality. You know, of course, as these multidimensional humans and light workers and starseeds, often what we've experienced is not only the sense of walking alone, although of course we're not energetically and on the inner planes, we're all connected into this cosmic field of divine love as one heart. And through that, we're also connecting into the I Am Avatar consciousness of light, which is the beloved I Am presence of all awakened souls on the sacred earth. But we often have the sense of feeling a little bit different or alien or, you know, feeling that often that we're not understood or heard or appreciated. And now what's coming, it's just this ability to express the utterance of our spiritual realities, this ability to stand in our power, to stand in our truth, to know and believe not only in ourselves, but in the power of what we're co-creating in union as we deepen into this cosmic heart of God.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I know that today we're going to be doing a transmission. So for those people who may be new to your work, can you just briefly discuss what a transmission is and what it does for us, you know, energetically and how does it help us to move forward?
Well, in the light work that I do, Alara, I connect very much with what I call the illumined beings of light from on high. So these are core groups that are assisting us. In fact, you can consider them as really just higher aspects of ourselves, more evolved aspects of ourselves that are connecting to us to deepen our own wisdom, to take us into a deeper level of the knowing of our magnificence and light, and of course, as co-creators, as part of this divine plan in awakening all life on the sacred earth as this collective ascension process. So I work with Christ's EP councils, with the Pleiadians, Assyrians, Andromedans, Arcturians. It's a core group I work with, although I work with other star councils. I work with the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, the Sisterhood of the Rose. It really just depends on the level of downloads that I receive of what core group is coming through at that time that would like to connect with. For example, this year I'm working very much with what I call the temple teachings through the Order of Melchizedek. And that is really just moving into these beautiful temples, drawing upon elements of the Kabbalah, the rays of creation as they spiral forth from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, taking us deeper into the knowing of our challenges as initiations of light, deep into devotion, to service, to dedication, to commitment to this beautiful frequency of divine love that we are experiencing as we walk this path of love. So that's part of the work that I do, and then I receive then these divine inspirations or illuminations in downloads of light. I have this high-pitched frequency sound in my ear all the time, and that too shifts into sort of different frequencies, deeper frequencies or lighter frequencies, depending on what I'm receiving. And then that is what I share with others. These transmissions are in the form of guided visualizations or meditations, but actually what they are primarily, it's an energetic remodulation. Because they're taking us into experience, when we attune to these frequencies, we're just deepening into levels of God's infinite creation of the higher aspects of ourselves, and we can feel it for those more energetically sensitive. And of course, we all have our own beautiful gifts, but for some of us, we will feel it, we'll sense it, we will hear it. For others, it's just really just having that faith, that trust, that opening of our hearts, opening to receive, and knowing that we're certainly supported and loved and appreciated as we walk this path of love. Of course, a large part of this work is really about self-mastery. So it's coming just into deep expressions of self-love and self-nurturing and self-appreciation while extending to that connection that we have to these different core groups that can really assist us in our own service work, that can take us into deeper levels of our multidimensionality, into the experience and reunion of hearts with our star families, with our soul families. Many of us are star seeds, so we come through and have that connection to either the Pleiades or to Sirius or to Andromeda, Venus, whatever these different planets and stars are that we have the most resonance with. You can be sure that we've experienced timelines and lifetimes on those different planets and stars. Then we have another aspect, we call them the Earth seeds. These are just the light workers that Earth is their home. So those light workers, you know, and Earth seeds are also very much connected into the realms of human truth, to these different core groups, but they may have more resonance, for example, with the archangels or, you know, with the ascended masters, whatever it may be. So we have to just acknowledge firstly just that we all have the resonance into different core groups, and for some of us we just enjoy and appreciate and really just love all the different energies that we can experience. So it's just completely unique to each and every single one of us, that this work that we're doing is just accelerating our own soul's growth, our forward evolution, deepening into our own magnificence and light.
Beautiful. Thank you. And for those of you who don't know Amrita, Amrita is the founder of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, an ascension network of light offering numerous programs of light in the form of ebooks and MP3s and CDs and audio DVDs, as well as vibrational energy products. And Amrita is an author, a channel, a star ambassador, light frequency encoder, and workshop facilitator. And she further has the gift of healing and focuses this energy through the ascension workshops and lectures that she facilitates, primarily on a global level. And Amrita is a master teacher and also offers many training programs via telewebinars such as these, and as well as individual consultations, including DNA activations and light body Merkaba activations, soul purpose activations, and channel readings by the elders, ancient celestial beings, and high council members to the Order of Melchizedek. And so as you've already seen, Enrique's teaching style is uplifting and inspirational, and above all, she offers keys to self-mastery. And so in every interaction that Enrique has with all of us, there's always beautiful wisdom, beautiful teachings, and so much integrity and compassion and love for all of us as we are all on a journey, right? We are all on a journey moving forward during this special, special time of ascension and growth and evolution. And so, you know, right now, because of this cosmic convergence that we just experienced and are still experiencing, it's like, it's, you know, it brings me both joy and hope and just wonderful expectation of wonderful things to come, of how we can all really flourish and evolve and grow and live more in the light, and be an inspiration, you know, to others who may not be exactly where we are yet, right?
Well, you know, we are all, I consider us all under whatever term that we want to put ourselves as, light workers or star seeds or way showers, grid keepers. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter. You know, we're all having our own unique path and work as part of a collective service. So some of us may be drawn to the sacred sites and the ley lines and working with the vortices, working with crystal frequencies, energy frequencies, others sound, color, healing. Others is the transmissions that we're receiving in different way. And, of course, just through our own beautiful, compassionate and loving hearts, we're affecting and creating change because our own energy field is what is actually activating and amplifying in so many of these, what we call these New Earth templates. And, in fact, we all have a sphere of light 54 feet in diameter around us. And I call this the diamond sphere of Melchizedek consciousness. But it's a diamond sphere of purity and innocence that connects us into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, and into the crystal heart of Mother Earth. And within that, we have the geometries of the fruit of life, and then that expands into the from the flower of life, it expands into the fruit of life. And then we have Metatron's cube and particular geometries and color frequencies and quality activations that are actually occurring quite a lot through these groups of platonic solids and through these ray frequencies and almost this inner tree of life that's activating within us and around us. So it's just to have a sense of actually how we are affected energetically by all these geometries that are experienced too within the New Earth templates. And this is the unity grid of divine love that we're talking about, this grid of light, this matrix within us and around us. So when we're experiencing these planetary events, for example, on this recent new moon solar eclipse, which really I know and understood, it's been a huge one in the States from a level of not having this full solar eclipse for the last 99 years. So at the same time, it's just on the physical level, but what's been happening energetically is actually all life has moved up into the next dimensional octave. And this is why we call it a cosmic convergence, because we've actually connected into through the sun, and then we talk about the central sun, we talk about the galactic central sun and the great central sun into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. And we've been receiving then a new level of those encodings of light, which is also related to the super electron, which is related to actually spinning the subatomic particles within the body and increased light frequencies through photon electron pairs within the body that actually take us into these sequential Fibonacci ratios and building blocks or units of this multi-universe, where we can shift through the ring paths of natural dimensional doorways into higher dimensional octaves or frequencies and draw to us not only our future selves, but also those golden age timelines or Christ timelines of self-mastery that we have previously experienced, whether that's ancient Egypt, Atlantis, Lemuria, and different timelines of self-mastery. All of that now is converging into the experience of this now, and that is what we are all experiencing. And so for many people that are still awakening through this cosmic convergence, this solar eclipse that we've just had, they're deepening then into just coming into this remembrance of they're here with, for service. There is a divine plan. They're part of it. We're all part of it. We've had a new whole level of soul's awakening through this beautiful cosmic convergence. And for those that have been light workers for some time and service in love, it's almost like accelerated into the next level of the soul's mission, the soul's forward evolution. It's really just deeper into what is our mission here? What is my service work? how can I extend that to connect to like-minded souls, to draw to me the souls that will benefit from the work that I do, and also draw to me the souls that I can benefit from or work with co-creatively. And this is a deepening synchronicity that comes with deepening levels of our intuition, deepening levels of harmony and grace as we just surrender and flow in these levels of trust and into this field of divine love, the sea of divine love.
Beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, and that's why sometimes we can't even put into words what is happening. So I'm so glad that you're able to actually give us such a wonderful explanation of, you know, where we are moving forward. And I strongly feel that for myself as well. I'm going through transition upon transition, change upon change. And it's more about being more in alignment with who I am and what I came here to do, or what my mission is, or purpose, whatever word you'd like to choose. But more, it's more of what feels good to me. You know, it's like, this feels good to me in this moment. And so this is what I'm being called to, really tap into that joy and what feels good, what feels expansive, and what feels light, and do more of that. And you know, be a contribution to humanity in that way. You know, I think that is one of the biggest keys moving forward for all of us, is to do whatever it is that we're going to do, but do it because we enjoy it, not because we think we have to do it. It's not an obligation, but it comes from your heart, that joyful heart, right?
Absolutely. You know, that heart's dreaming, that heart's passion, that we actually here to be passionate and loving and love, but also be doing the things, as you're saying, that really just excite us, that inspire us, that, you know, not only deepen our own service work, but actually create just that balance and love and appreciation of self and others within our own lives. And this is really just such a big one, and it's moving out then of that lack of consciousness, that lack of, which for many is affected, we're affected too by that etheric net, and that lack of then is that lack of abundance, you know, that lack of whatever it may be in those areas of our lives that we're still working with. And what's come through also through this cosmic convergence is also just a deeper level of the releasing of that poverty consciousness. So knowing that, you know, we're always divinely provided for, the universe is pouring its abundance down onto us, and we will always be, you know, provided for on every level of our beingness, and we just have to trust in that, you know, take that leap of faith into the next level of our heart's dreaming, take that leap of faith into knowing the universe will always provide for us, will support us, you know, will show us a way that we can move forward with complete abundance, with deeper levels of love, with deeper levels of support. And it's then also by clearing, isn't it, those cellular memories, Alara, that we've all had and experienced, along with what I call the karmic timelines, you know, those old cellular memories and traumas of that experience of not being seen and heard and appreciated, not having enough, whatever it may be that we've each chosen in our own pre-birth agreements. And we've spent so much time and energy along the karmic timelines in, you know, in that survival mode. So it's really just been a level of expression that says, you know, my life is living in grace. My life is living in harmony. My life is living in abundance. My life is living in love. And I open to receive from the universe in every single way that I can as the sacred transfiguring flame, as this multidimensional master being.
Yes, absolutely. Powerful. Thank you. And I know, like, today we're going to be doing a transmission where we're going to be aligning with the Great Central Sun. We're going to be aligning with Pleiades, and we're going to be aligning with Sirius. So why are these three, not planets per se, but these, yeah, what is the word for that? These entities, you know, why are we aligning with these three entities, and why are they special and important at this time?
Well, we could be aligning with any core groups, but right. What's happening now is really because we're awakening, you know, when we talk about our ascension process, we talk about that individual awakening, and we talk about the collective ascension. So what is happening now is that through this cosmic convergence, we're coming deeper into our Christed heart. And then we're experiencing what we call these stargates of the heart. The stargates of the heart are just taking us into deeper levels of, say, joy and love and abundance, all of these aspects that we are really on, we're drawing then upon these vortices or stargates to imbue or amplify that frequency of divine love within ourselves. And we're doing it through the core groups of the star councils most familiar to those star seeds upon the sacred earth. So that mm-hmm. it would be the Pleiades, that would be the Sirius, and then we're connecting into the sun, because we talk about the sun as solar craft consciousness. We mm-hmm. talk about the solar codes that activate through the DNA, that activate into the dormant DNA and bring through this crystalline consciousness that we're all experiencing. And it's the crystalline matrix within the physical body that we're talking about too, that's not only spinning the subatomic particles in this increased light frequency, but is creating the physical changes, not only energetic, but physical changes too within our own bodies. So as we're tuning to those deeper levels of sensitivity within ourselves, we find, you know, not only are those changes made in the outer level where we're moving jobs, we're moving countries, we're shifting our relationships, but we're also attuning into different frequencies that are working more for our bodies, possibly diet changes, mm-hmm. different levels of transmissions. All of this experience is really just not only activating the dormant DNA, but the dormant DNA, the DNA itself, is transmitting and receiving. That's the code activations of the DNA. So the stargates are exactly the same thing. It's transmitting and receiving. So we're transmitting these frequencies of divine love, and we're receiving it amplified back into the Christ at Heart through these portals of stargates. So what we experienced in yesterday through the solar eclipse was really just this cosmic stargate, because it moved through all dimensions. So it touched briefly through the Pleiades or through Sirius or through Andromeda or Arcturus, through the sun, and then into the galactic central sun, where we drew upon these galactic codes of light, which is part of also this metatronic consciousness, which works with the super electron, which is really, again, once more, you know, that's the building blocks, if you want to call it, for the programs of light upon the mm-hmm. sacred earth and this quadrant of the galaxy. So we're starting to draw now upon those programs of light into a deeper level of service of how we're co-creating on the inner planes with the star councils, with the angelic realms, with the ascended masters. And this takes us then also in the dream state when we're astral traveling or traveling in our soul bodies to the cities of light, the crystalline cities of light, to the schools of learning, to the ray ashrams, to the ascension seats in these different star quadrants and galaxies. Mm-hmm. So all of this is just converging for us into aligning us through all dimensions of light into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. And our own hearts are these stargates. They're opening to receive, and they're transmitting love. They're receiving love and transmitting love. So it's just really a powerful process where we can experience greater levels of our own magnificence and light through into this connection that we have with these star councils.
Beautiful. So is this something you want to do now, or because
we can certainly move a little bit more into this transmission. So we talk about this as we collectively now experiencing a deeper sense of our mission mm-hmm. as these multidimensional humans upon the sacred earth. And then when we align through the sun, the central sun and great central sun, initially we connect to this fourth dimensional portal of Helios and Vesta, who are the solar logi. And they open the stargate of the sun within our Christ of hearts and attune us to solar Christ consciousness. And with this then we align to the codes of manifestation and abundance as these programs of light are experienced. And they experience them through particular chakras mm-hmm. because each chakra also is, you know, sort of like this vibrating portal, if you would like. And our chakras themselves in you know, different energy systems are also connected to these dimensional frequencies and to these stargates. So, for example, the base chakra, we say, is the connection to the earth. The sacral is the connection to the sun. The solar plexus to Pleiades, the heart to Sirius, the throat to Andromeda, the third eye to the kingdoms of light within Orion, and the crown is that connection into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. So So when we're working with these stargates, we are starting within the heart chakra, and then we're working with particular geometries, and we're working with the activation of these geometries through the through particular chakras, and then grounding them through the earth star chakra into the crystal heart of Mother Earth. So this is how this change is just taking place energetically through particular geometries and through these particular codes that we actually bring online, in this case manifestation and abundance. And then when we align to the Pleiades, what we're doing is the Pleiadian Star Council will come forward as they activate the stargate of the Pleiades within our Christed hearts. And they attune us then to interstellar Christ consciousness, which we also think of as this fifth dimensional frequency that we're experiencing as we walk this path of divine love. And they work there with the geometry of the octahedron as we align to the codes of joy and purpose. And then lastly, we're going to move through the stargate of the heart connected to Sirius. And this then, it takes us into the codes of trust and courage. And all of this is activated through the chakras and also within the divine Aesop blueprint, which is found in the perineum center. And this is our original divine Aesop blueprint that we align to, that we, the not only the pre-birth agreements that we make and, of course, the genetic encodings that come through into the original divine Aesop blueprint, but it's also our soul's purpose, drawing upon these codes of manifestation, joy, abundance, courage, trusting, surrendering. All of those codes are coming online for all of us at this time now. And often we've had this sense of, you know, one step forward and two steps back. That's just been part of this whole integration and expansion process. But now, because of how we aligned cosmically and energetically into greater levels of these unity grids of divine love, so it's the unity grid, the solar grid, the interstellar grid, the galactic grid, we connected in such a way now that we can actually hold these frequencies. And that's all we need to know, that this work is taking place. We're giving our permission, and at the same time, it's actually just allowing us to hold and align to those frequencies without the sense of I've reached it, I've experienced it, and then going back into sort of perhaps a misalignment, or, you know, kind of not feeling or experiencing what you really need to. So that's really a little bit of the difference that has been experienced now, is that as we activate these stargates of the heart, as we activate these beautiful encodings of light and take it into our original divine Aesop blueprint, we are actually able to bring those codes into actualizing and manifesting for us what we need in each given now moment. And then we end this transmission with the experience of what we call the Metatron Activated Chamber of Light. So we also work a lot with these chambers of light. They're really beautiful, multidimensional, multicolored laser light grids that activate around the body and energy field. And in this one, what we're going to be doing is that we're going to be experiencing the Metatron Activated Chamber of Light. And that is really just, again, talking about Metatronic consciousness, deepening into this co-creation that we're actually all experiencing at this time of increased levels of these light programs or light pockets of information. And it's really just, you know, more of a spiritual scientific understanding from that side of Metatronic consciousness. And I'll just very briefly tell you a little bit about that, because it's also quite interesting. So what we work with then, that I was very briefly explaining to you, is that we are working with aspects of the super electron. In effect, on the sacred earth, it's really the sub-electron. And we work with base groupings of the protonic solids that activate into particular unity codes of Christ consciousness, of cosmic Christ consciousness at each dimensional level. So these cosmic stargates themselves are pathways of pure divine source light, and they facilitate in the flow and passage of the multi-universal blueprint. And the super electron itself is the cosmic Christ consciousness layer, which is being a building block within the super electron itself. So each star within our multi-universe is a natural point of energy vibration within the super electron, and all life within this multi-universe experiences these levels of increased cosmic Christ consciousness through the super electron. and with each level separated through particular ring parsavnats. So what we are experiencing now is what we call this cosmic highway of photonic rays of light, because this is how we experience these cosmic consciousness layers. We're experiencing them through these photonic rays, through the solar flares, through the sub-electrons, through the cosmic ray frequencies. All of this is activating on the sacred earth, and the biggest one that we're all experiencing are these photon rays of light.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
So we've been shifting into and out of these photon rays of light. You know, really we experienced it a lot more from 2012, 2013, when we moved into this golden age, just this continuum of these cosmic building blocks, of these cosmic consciousness layers activated through this cosmic highway of photonic rays. And the photons themselves are formed through this collision of the electron and its antiparticle opposite the positron, which produce these two quanta of light. And now what we're experiencing is really just greater levels of the super electron. And with that, it's bringing then these increased levels of clearing on one level, which is why so much, the clearing of karma, which is one reason why so much clearing has been experienced individually and collectively, so that all life can come to this frequency of divine love and unity consciousness. And this is expanding our own levels of cosmic Christ consciousness into solar Christ consciousness, into galactic Christ consciousness, and into the universal and multi-universal fields of cosmic Christ consciousness. And this then brings through these manifesting programs of light. And that's what we're going to be experiencing in this transmission. We're going to be creating these toroidal fields of light around us, experiencing the stargate of the sun, the stargate of the Pleiades, the stargate of Sirius. And then we're going to bring these codes of light online through the stargate of our own heart and the geometries that I've explained, and then anchor it through this metatronic light consciousness chamber of light.
Awesome. Wow. I'm already feeling the energy, so I'm already like,
I very much like that. You know, I find I just so love this work. Although this one is just a little bit more gentle, I find. But, you know, really working with these core groups, it's just very, very powerful and just really pretty amazing. So what we'll do now is we'll just move into this transmission. I'll start with a little bit of light language.
Okay.
And we'll just start with a little bit of breathing. And then just giving your permission, just allow the information to, you know, to pass through and to expand into these toroidal fields and stargates of the heart without any level of, I should be experiencing this or I should be experiencing that. You know, just opening your hearts to the magnificence and light of who you are and as
Thank
part
you.
Of this beautiful co-creation.
Beautiful. Thank you. So looking forward to it.
Imo sono coaquina si caia kiono. Imo so aia in caino coa. So we'll just start now by breathing deep into the body, expanding the lower abdomen as we breathe in, and contracting the lower abdomen as we breathe out. Just allowing these deep rhythmic breaths deepen the sense of conscious awareness into the body as we start to experience a greater sense of stillness within our Christed heart, within the heart chakra, just coming deep into the love within ourselves and bringing a focus to any area of discomfort within the physical body, sending our love. Getting a sense now of this awareness of the body, any body part or organ that needs your attention in this now. And now as you hold this conscious awareness of the body, you have a sense of activating the petals of the Christed heart. The peaceful heart, the loving heart, the healing heart, the joyful and happy heart, the innocent and open heart, the powerful heart, the knowing heart, the passionate heart, the overflowing and prosperous heart, the trusting heart, the heart of integrity and truth, and now the intimate heart. Imoso koi na si kaya, inkaino kovakia, imoso ino kovakia. Wonderful, sweet one. You now have a sense of merging with your beloved I Am Presence, the highest aspect of your soul light within the cosmic heart of God. And as you start to experience this alignment deeper to the divine now, you call in the overlighting of Mother, Father, God, and all the star councils and Christed ETs joining you in this session, and all other illumined beings from on high you put in that knowledge. As you deepen now into the unity grid, 144 unity grid of divine love within you and around you. This matrix of light taking you deeper into the newest templates and geometries, numerologies and fractal geometries, or deepening into the path of divine love through the Christed heart. Imoso kui na si kaya, ino koa kia, inka ino koa. And now you visualize this grounding cord in the color of your choosing, coming from the sacral chakra, and taking you into the energy of the earth. As Mother Earth sends you her love back up your grounding cord, into your body and energy field. And as you connect deeper now into the newest templates, you see that you are joined by soul and star family and friends. All those listening to this transmission with you, all those listening to this recording, as you come deep into your Christed heart, deep into this unified field of divine love, being open and receptive to the next level of your soul's forward evolution, blossoming, magnificent, and light. Imo so koi na si kaya kiono, imo so aya. Wonderful, sweet one. And now you experience the diamond flame of Melchizedek consciousness, activate into this diamond sphere of light, 54 feet in diameter around you. And within this sphere, sweet one, you now see the golden fruit of life, Metatron's cube, and the tree of life. And as these geometries, light codes, templating, numerologies and new earth frequencies activate now within this diamond sphere and within the unity grid of divine love. You call upon the Trinity Lords of Light, Lord Michael, Lord Metatron, and Lord Melchizedek to activate the Trinity Lord Shield of Light. And now, sweet one, you experience the Trinity Lord Shield of Light activate around your body and around this diamond sphere of light, 54 feet in diameter around you. You sense the Trinity Lord Shield of Light activating as a spinning disk of light, coming through initially through the soul star chakra, 15 centimeters above the crown chakra, and through the crown chakra, and now through all the chakras, and into the earth down chakra, coming down through the body, spinning in a clockwise and then counterclockwise direction respectively, bringing in the crystalline quartz, atomic quartz of crystalline consciousness. As this beautiful spinning disc, this disc of amplified adamine particles of light, now moves back up the chakras from the earth star chakra into the base chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye, and now the crown chakra. You connect into the higher dimensional portals, activating now the spinning disc through a fourth dimensional portal, 0.02 feet above the crown chakra, a fifth dimensional portal, 0.6 feet above the crown chakra, a sixth dimensional portal, 3.4 feet above the crown chakra, a seventh dimensional portal, 3 feet above the crown chakra, an eighth dimensional portal, 5.4 feet above the crown chakra, and now a ninth dimensional portal, 24 feet above the crown chakra. As you now state, I activate the Trinity Lord Shield of Light. Activate, activate, activate. Imoso koyina si kaya kiyono. Imoso laia. In kayino koa. Wonderful, sweet one. You now bring a focus to a portal of light, the sun portal, 0.02 feet above the crown chakra. As this portal activates, you are now surrounded in a beautiful copper gold sphere of light, 6.04 feet in diameter around you. And you now experience a toroidal field of light emanating from and pouring into your Christed heart, sweet one, as you start to experience the stargate of the sun, of divine unconditional love, and the ascension codes of solar Christ consciousness. This donut-shaped Taurus field now activates within this copper gold sphere of light, 6.04 feet in diameter around you, and it now falls in upon itself as all points along its surface converge into a zero-dimensional point within your Christ at heart. Good, sweet one. Helios and Vesta, the solar logo, now come forward and place this beautiful golden cube within the Christ at heart. As you now state, I call upon the overlighting of Helios and Vesta, the solar logo, to assist me in the activation of the codes of manifestation and abundance in divine love and solar Christ consciousness. To the amplified energy of the solar flares, I deepen into the knowing of my magnificence and light. I open my heart to receiving as this sacred transfiguring flame of divine love and master being of light. as this golden cube now activates within my sacral chakra, I release all patterns, false beliefs and judgment I no longer need to experience in this golden age of life. Rebalancing my emotional body and experiencing the full knowing of my gifts in manifestation and abundance, in a deeper flow and harmony with all life. As this golden cube now activates within my original divine eight-cell blueprint, I align into my original divine eight-cell blueprint, activating the DNA codes of manifestation and abundance. As this golden cube now activates within my earth star chakra, I actualize and ground the codes of manifestation and abundance. And so it is. Inkoakino soaia kiono. Imoakia imo soaia. And now, sweet one, you see two spinning vortices activate and converge within the heart chakra in a vertical alignment. The top vortex now spins in a clockwise direction from the heart chakra towards the stargate of the sun, aligning you deep into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. The bottom vortex initially spins in a counterclockwise direction into the crystal heart of Mother Earth, grounding you into the diamond-like clusters and all that you need to release to love all that arises. And now, sweet ones, you have a sense of these two vortices starting to activate into a funnel shape through the Christ at heart. Good. As this occurs, you bring a focus now to the Trinity Lord Shield of Light. As your Shield of Light now activates into the Stargate of the Sun and the dimensional octaves of Metatronic Consciousness, sweet one, you now experience a fourth dimensional Metatron activated Chamber of Light. As this fourth dimensional light chamber, pulsating in light waves of Metatronic Consciousness, activates 54 feet in diameter around you, around your diamond sphere and shield of light. It reads the energy harmonics of your original divine eight-cell blueprint, relative to the stargate of the sun. This chamber of light now spins the electron-positron pairs within your body at an increased frequency of light, bringing the codes of manifestation and abundance online. As divine energy transmissions powered through the electron pour into your physical energy body, this brings with it the knowing and understanding of how you may deepen the experience and flow of these manifestation and abundance codes upon this sacred earth, while clearing any blockages you may have at this time. And this chamber of light now stabilizes your light body to the full harmonic frequency of the fourth, fifth dimensional octaves of unity consciousness. Inkono koakia kiono, unkoakia inumosoa. Wonderful, sweet ones. You now bring a focus to a portal of light the Pleiadian portal, 0.6 feet above the crown chakra. As this portal activates, you are now surrounded in this beautiful silver sphere of light, 7.2 feet in diameter around you. You now experience a toroidal field of light emanating from and pouring into your Christ at Heart sequence as you experience the stargate of the Pleiades, of divine unconditional love, and the ascension current of intergalactic Christ consciousness. This donut-shaped torus field now activates within this silver sphere of 7.2 feet in diameter around you. It now falls in upon itself as all points along its surface converge into the zero-dimensional point, into this ever-present infinite continuum of eternal divine love. Good, sweet one. Inkono koakina si kaya, ino mosoa iya, inkayino koa. The Pleiadian Star Council now come forward and place this golden octahedron within your Christ at Heart, as you now state, I call upon the overlighting of the Pleiadian Star Council to assist me in the activation of the codes of joy and purpose through interstellar Christ consciousness in divine love and service in love. Through the amplified frequency of the photonic rays, I deepen into the knowing of my magnificence and light. I am an open heart in this golden age of light, a manifesting master being, a sacred transfiguring flame of divine love, walking this path of love. As this golden octahedron now activates within my solar plexus chakra, I move beyond my fears and doubts into the patterns of perfection and the newest blueprints of light. As I travel through the pathway of divine love, I do so with the full knowing of my service work, as the sacred transfiguring flame of divine love, living my life in joy and purpose. As this golden octahedron now activates within my original divine Aesop blueprint, I align into my original divine Aesop blueprint, activating the DNA codes of joy and purpose. As this golden octahedron now activates within my Earth Star Chakra, I actualize and ground the codes of joy and purpose. And so it is. Inkono koakina si kaya kiono, imo soa iya. Good, sweet ones. You now see two spinning vortices activate and converge within the Christ at Heart in a vertical alignment of light. This top vortex now spins in a clockwise direction from the heart chakra towards the stargate of the Pleiades, aligning you deep into the cosmic heart of Mother Father God. This bottom vortex initially spins in a counterclockwise direction into the crystal heart of Mother Earth. And now, sweet ones, you have a sense of these two vortices starting to activate into a final shape through the Christ of heart. Imoso koyakino koakina siahia. Inko no koa. Wonderful. You now bring your focus to your Trinity Lord shield of light. As your shield of light now activates into the stargate of the Pleiades and the fifth dimensional octaves of Metatronic consciousness, you experience now this Metatron activated chamber of light. As this first dimensional light chamber pulsating in these light waves activates around your diamond sphere of light, 54 feet in diameter around you. It reads the energy harmonics of your original divine 8-star blueprint relative to the stargate of the Pleiades. This chamber of light now spins the electron-positron pairs within your body at an increased frequency of light, bringing the codes of joy and purpose online. This chamber of light now stabilizes your light body to the full harmonic frequencies of the fifth dimensional octave of one unity consciousness. Imo so koa kino so aia in kaino koa. Wonderful, sweet ones. You now bring a focus to your Sirian portal, 2.4 feet above the crown chakra. As this portal activates, you are now surrounded in this beautiful silver gold sphere of light, 10.8 feet in diameter around you. You now experience a toroidal field of light emanating from and pouring into your Christ at heart as you start to experience the stargate of Sirius, of divine unconditional love and the ascension codes of galactic Christ consciousness. As Taurus fields now activate within the silver gold sphere 10.8 feet in diameter around you, as it falls in upon itself, or points along its surface converge now into this infinite, eternal, now moment, the zero dimensional point within your Christ at heart. Imoso koyina si kaya kiono, imoso ayakia, in kayino koa. Wonderful, sweet one. The Syrian Star Council now come forward and place this golden tetrahedron within your Christ at heart as you now state. I call upon the overlighting of the Syrian Star Council to assist me in activating the codes of trust and courage in divine love in galactic Christ consciousness. Through the amplified frequencies of the electron and the spiritual microtron, the subatomic particles within my body split into even smaller subatomic particles, spinning now to the sixth dimensional frequency of galactic Christ consciousness. As I deepen into the knowing of my magnificence and light, as this open heart in this golden age of light, I now experience the merging and integration of my higher self of the light and the receiving of my many extra sensory perception gifts. As I connect to my soul family and friends of the light, I draw into my reality soulmates, soul brothers and sisters, and all those with a resonating energy field. Seeing the divine within me and the divine within all life. As I trust and surrender to life, as I trust and surrender to the divine. As this golden tetrahedron now activates within my original divine Aesop blueprint, I align into my original divine Aesop blueprint, activating the DNA code of trust and courage. And as this golden tetrahedron now activates within my Earth Star Chakra, I actualize and ground the codes of trust and courage. And so it is. Imo so koyina si kaya, in kayino koa. Good, sweet one. You now see these two spinning vortices activate and converge within the heart chakra in this vertical alignment. This tough vortex now spins in a clockwise direction from the heart chakra towards the stargate of Sirius, aligning you deep into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. The bottom vortex initially spins in a counterclockwise direction into the crystal heart of Mother, Father, God, grounding you into the diamond-like clusters and all that you need to release, to love all that arises. And again, sweet one, as you deepen into the alignment of divine love, you have a sense of these two vortices starting to activate into this funnel shape through the Christ at heart. Imo koakino soa ia. In Kayino Koa. Wonderful. You bring a focus now to your Trinity Lord Shield of Light. And your Shield of Light now activates into the Stargate of Sirius and the six dimensional octaves of Metatronic Consciousness, sweet ones. You now experience the six dimensional Metatron activated chamber of light. As this chamber of light activates around your diamond sphere, it reads the energy harmonics of your original divine Aesop blueprint relative to the stargate of Sirius. This chamber of light now spins the electron-positron pairs within your body. And this increased light frequency, bringing the codes of trust and courage online. And this chamber of light further stabilizes your light body to the full harmonic frequencies of the six dimensional octaves of unity consciousness. Imo so koyi na si kaya kiono. Imo so aya. Wonderful, sweet one. You now just thank all these illumined beings of life from on high that have been assisting you through all dimensions of light and through eons of time and through these multiple timelines to this point of cosmic convergence into the next level of the collective higher light of all life upon the sacred earth. Into the realms of eternal, infinite, divine love. Imo so koyi na si kaya kiono. Imo so aya. Wonderful, sweet one. In your own time now, just come back fully into a sacred space. Grounding into the crystal heart of Mother Earth. while keeping this connection open to all these illumined beings of light. Just opening your eyes now, looking through your master eyes, grounded and centered within these cosmic stargates of divine love, being able to manifest, bring into your reality all that you may need in any given moment. Imoso koyina sikaya kino. Imoso aya inkono koha. Good. Just get ourselves comfortably relaxed now. Coming back fully into our sacred space, just allowing ourselves to just experience and sense these beautiful energies through this transmission and connection, this deeper connection that we experience to all these beautiful beings and our beloved I Am Presence.
Beautiful, thank you. I think I kind of like went off into other dimensions for a little while and I just came back.
Yes, that's common too, Alara. You know, sometimes we go quite deep and then once we've just given our permission, sometimes the conscious mind is taken up the way. So we can really just experience the frequency, the light frequencies and the light work taking place. Mm-hmm. Without our conscious interference, and we just go really deep, and then we come back, and that perfect moment, usually when it starts to wind up. So
yeah, and I feel so much lighter, actually. You know, I'm like looking in my room and everything, and it's like, I guess I felt a little bit heavier before, you know, because I feel so much lighter and clearer, you know. So thank you.
Yes, you're most welcome.
I definitely experienced something different.
Yeah, you do. When you come back, everything just looks more vivid and brighter and lighter. I think that's why these things are important, because, you know, it's really taking us into these alpha-delta states of consciousness. And, you know, it's very real. Even though we may not see these beings, you know, we experience the energy. And, you know, for those that are clairvoyant or sentient, they will receive and see and sense these energies. But a large part of it is actually just knowing that these frequencies are very real, and it's assisting us to affect and create change for ourselves, and of course, you know, for all of those around us. So it's really quite lovely to experience these increased light frequencies.
Absolutely, and this was a mini transmission, right? And so this is basically a taste of your work and how you work with the different beings and the different groups and the portals and the different energies and frequencies. And that you're going to share with us now that are in the packages. Because I know that, you know, this was maybe 30, 40 minutes, but sometimes some of your transmissions are a lot longer and go even deeper, right?
Oh, absolutely. Apart from doing the monthly, monthly transmission, that's usually probably about the same length as what we're doing now. And then I also host monthly telewebinar transmissions, and those go on for about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I think for many people, they just go very deep during it, you know. And you receive just what you need to, which is really quite beautiful, and that's really part of the specials that we're offering here, these specials that we'll get into of the two packages. So they're all really just 1.5 to 2 hours in length, each transmission, beautiful high-quality MP3 recordings. Most of them actually have transcribes, and there's the option of background music or without background music. Mm-hmm. And it's just really based on so much of the core work that I do with all these different illumined beings, whether it's the archangels or whether it's the Christed extraterrestrials or the ascended masters or ray masters or the Sisterhood of the Rose, all these core groups that come through. I don't know if you'd like me to tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just tell everybody where the specials are. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you who are on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Enrita13. And there are actually two packages. Package A is 12 MP3s for $99. And package B is 24 MP3s for $144. So that's quite a gift, actually, Enrita, for to have 24 MP3s for $144. So that, you know, those are huge packages. And so, yes, definitely, if you can talk about them, that would be great. That way, generally, I guess, you know, not going too deep into it. But, those two different options, I think, are brilliant.
Yeah, so first option is the first 12. It's probably a little bit more of the more recent work that I've done. And, you know, some of them are a little bit time dated. We may be talking about an equinox or solstice or planetary events, but just know that really apart from one or two dates that may come up, these transmissions are really just timeless. And, you know, you can experience and work with them and feel the energies of these core groups any time that you're working with these recordings, as though you were, you know, experiencing that event live. So it's a really just powerful energetic transmissions. And this first package has things like the Trinity Lord Shield of Light that we did a little bit with today, the Inner Tree of Life, that we actually work through this Inner Tree of Life through the through our own spinal column and chakras, and, you know, just really beautiful things that they come in and assist us on so many different levels. We work in this package also with the 12 Light Body Iron Avatar Blueprint templates, and that's also really quite a nice one to, you know, have an understanding of these different light body activation, so the stages of the light body activation, so what we also call the I Am Avatar Blueprint, which is the same time activating the 12-strand DNA, the 12 ascension chakras. So it's really just quite a beautiful one to be working with and connecting into. We do things here also like working with initiations of the rose, which is really working with the grail codes of the sacred rose of Christ consciousness with Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart. And another one there that we've got is Shambhala Ray activations of our unique extrasensory perception gifts. And that's also a really lovely one, working with the rays of creation and through Shambhala, which is the etheric spiritual headquarters of our sacred earth. And there we're looking at deepening our gifts of intuition, telepathy, empathy, clairaudience, clairvoyance, that type of thing, manifestation. So it's really just quite a nice one to be working there with that. And we move into things like the Christ Consciousness Soul Purpose Activation. That was really quite a nice one. Some of these are also done in the form of a client and facilitator. So you can actually, you know, read through the ebook and have the transmission, but you would be able to do this work on others too. So that's an example of one deepening into our soul purpose and heart's dreaming. So we've got Sacred Fires of Purification. That's also quite a good one, working on different levels of purification. Then others that I work with, it's a high priesthood training, which is also part of the work that I'm doing with the Order of Melchizedek. So there's a really nice one there, working with those initiations. And the Light Frequency Remodulation Program is also really a nice one there to be working with, where you're doing different levels of activations and light chambers, that type of thing. So that's really just the first package that we are working with. And then the second package, you know, is just really also going into a little bit of the different temples. Actually, here we're drawing upon Lemuria and Atlantis. We're starting to travel timelines. And this one is the activation of the Lemurian sea crystals and how they're energetically activating at this time and how we can work with them. There's a nice one there. Also, I really so love working with these star councils. We've got the Arcturian fifth dimensional crystalline templating cloak of light. So for those of you that, you know, enjoy working with the Arcturians, we're doing these programs such as Light Quotient Building, Soul Matrix Amplifier, Healing Heart Activation, Matrix Removal Programs, Light Synthesis Activations. Then we move a little bit into things like integrating the Christ at Heart and the petals of the Christ at Heart, which was really quite a big thing that I was working with last year too. And then the uniting of the flames rites is really experiencing a deeper level of the integration of our divine masculine and feminine frequencies, and also drawing to our soulmates and twin flames, and also deepening into advanced breathing and sexual energy activation techniques in that one. So there's really different levels that we can work with. There's one, they're working with the golden dolphin and whales in forms of attunements, others initiations into the Great White Brotherhood, activating the sacred cosmic fires of Helios and Vesta and the golden solar sun disk within our hearts. So it's, there's another one, they're working with the mighty Elohim. So it's just really all these core groups as they're coming forward and in that divine inspiration, and often related to what has been experienced energetically. We just experience those beautiful transmissions.
Yes, beautiful and so powerful. And, you know, is there, like, would you recommend people do package A first, all of those activations and transmissions first, and then package B, or, you know, like the first 12 and then the second 12, or, you know,
not
it doesn't
really,
matter?
Lara, it really doesn't matter. You know, each transmission stands on its own. Although in package B, you would get package A as well. So because package A is the first 12, and then package B is that package of 12 plus the next package of 12. So, you know, it's really, though, each transmission, you don't have to have experienced any other transmissions or understandings of the work. It's really just sort of stand alone, and each one takes you into an introduction of what you're going to be doing, and then you start with, you know, breathing and calling in the core groups, and then, you know, kind of traveling in your ascension seats or merkabas or temples or places where you're going. So it's really, you know, it's not difficult to follow. It's just giving yourself permission to, you know, experience it, and also know that, you know, what was unfamiliar or is unfamiliar becomes familiar over time.
Beautiful.
I think
for
me this was a big one. You know, I remember in my 20s that apart from the fact that I would just read across the page, but, you know, I would have that in remembrance of whatever it was that I was looking at, that I hadn't consciously known, you know, a few seconds before, after skimming the page, it would all just become this remembrance activating into the DNA. So this is really in part what all of these teachings are doing for all of us. So it's just the level of resonance that we have into these different core groups.
Beautiful. Thank you. And so now, so these packages are both available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Enrita13. So please do take a look at them and see which one resonates with you, package A or package B. And then, you know, so some of these, can you do them, like, you know, listen to them? Do you have to consciously listen to them, or can you listen to them as you're going to sleep? You know,
yeah, many people do that. You know, I mean, you've got the transcribe, so you can look at that anytime you want. And I suggest that initially anyway, because they're just so beautiful to, you've given your permission and that work is going on, and they're lovely. You know, they really do help people sleep very well. So you can do it that way, and if you, you know, a more seasoned meditator, or you find that you're able to listen quite a bit, then of course you can put it on any other time that you would like. But I find for me as well, my evenings are the time that I really like to, when I'm getting ready for bed, to be sitting in bed meditating and then listening to the transmission is something that also, you know, you've got the time, you've got the space, you're relaxing, you're getting really into that deeper level of soul consciousness and soul travel and connection and receptivity to so many of these different core groups. So it's certainly a very good time.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. And so now, as we're moving forward, what do you suggest, or what do your guides suggest the next steps are for all of us collectively?
Well, we're just going to find, you know, again, that schism is going to just, obviously, that perceived sense of polarity balance again. Once again, we're going to experience, you know, kind of pockets of that great polar balance, so to speak, between the karmic timelines and the crisis timelines. But that's just this accumulated clearing that we are seeing and experiencing as this light, these light frequencies activate more deeply on the sacred earth. But at the same time, we're seeing more and more souls awakening into their magnificence and light and affecting and creating change. So that energetic frequency that locks into the matrix of light within and around this grid is strong. It's very, very strong. It's the strongest it's ever been right now. So it's just really opening those stargates and those portals and those doors of opportunity for each and every single one of us to go through. And that really was what this transmission is about. It's, you know, just opening those stargates into mm-hmm. the golden opportunities, into deeper levels of love and abundance. And that's all of us that we offered that gift to experience in this now.
Beautiful. Thank you. Absolutely. And, I, you know, like for me, like I said, this transmission today that we did was so powerful. I was actually lying down and I was gone. And then I came back at the very end and it's like, oh, it's beautiful. And I feel so much more alive and more, so much more and lighter and just more energized even, you know? So, it's like, ooh, I feel really good. So it's like, oh, what do I want to do now today for the rest of the day, you know?
It is lovely. And sometimes that divine inspiration just touches me so deeply that I'm actually awake for a few days at a time with all these just, you know, encodings of light activating and these just this information that wants to come out. And, you know, and then other times it's just this gentle, soothing, loving, relaxing, completely relaxing and loving energy and embrace of these mm-hmm. core groups and beings of light. And I think we're just so blessed to have, you know, so many of these wiser aspects of ourselves, these beautiful, beautiful beings assisting us as we walk this path of love.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And that is a wonderful statement that you just made. We are so blessed and we are constantly being supported. We're not alone, you know, so we are being supported all the time. And for most of us, if we can just tune in and ask for, you know, more support, more love, more guidance, you know, it's always there for us, you know, so we don't have to do it all alone anymore, right? We don't have to do it alone, go it alone anymore. We are supported. And that is such a wonderful, just knowing that, you know, the universe has our back, you know, our I am presence, our higher self, our guides and angels, you know, all of these beautiful illumined beings, they're here to support us. And so why, you know, why not connect with them and tune into
That's
them
right.
and ask for their support, right?
That's right. And it's in our beloved I Am Presence. You know, all these illumined beings are walking in front of us, next to us, behind us, mm-hmm. along with our earthly friends and families. So, you know, we are supported on every single level. It's just, you know, the cellular memories that we start working with that feel, that perceive separation, the wounded soul aspects that we're embracing within our Christed hearts.
Beautiful, absolutely.
And some people go, well, I don't really want to connect with these core groups because it's a disempowering experience or I'm giving my power away. But, you know, in the grand fields of firstly on oneness, we all one. Mm-hmm. So these are just higher aspects of ourselves. That's kind of how I see it, firstly.
Yeah, me too.
And secondly, why do we not draw upon that wisdom? The same way on the sacred earth, we draw upon, you know, the facilitators and the way showers and the leaders that we have a resonance with.
Yeah.
To show us, you know, the pathways. These core groups are showing us that they evolved to that level where they've done it and they've been there and they've experienced many of them Earth lives too. So they're just giving us the tools and techniques and understandings for our own remembrance as we lift the veils of illusion, as we come deeper into the knowing of our magnificence and light as these master beings, as these multidimensional humans, as these sacred beings of divine love.
Absolutely. Good point. Thank you. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's not disempowering at all. It's a collaboration. That's how I look at it. We're collaborating.
Co-creation.
Right? Yeah, and co-creating with them so that we can have a life that is more ease-filled, more joyful, you know, that we are walking on in our path and our purpose. And it doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be a struggle. It could be fun and joyful. And I think that's why so many of your clients, you know, love you so much, Enrita, is because of the support that they receive from you and that loving guidance that they receive from you and from your team, you know, which, you know, your team is a team for all of us as well. It's not just for you, but for all of us, right?
Yes, so the teachings are very much about self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's giving you the tools and techniques and creating that alignment for you to the divine, to the core group. So I'm just a facilitator like so many of us. But thank you. That's really sweet of you, Alara. But yes, it's exactly that. You know, all these core groups are wanting to work with all of us, and we give our conscious permission and we just, you know, open our heart to invoking and receiving this guidance and this illumination of the divine. And, of course, it just flows with greater levels of our own intuition and our own love into everything that we're co-creating.
Beautiful, absolutely. So I invite you to take a look at the special offers that Amrita has for us today and choose which one resonates with you. And as well, go back and listen to this replay again to experience this powerful mini transmission that we did today that Amrita shared with us. It was, you know, like I said, so powerful. I'm just like so full of life and alive now, you know, much more energy than I was before the call started. And see, you know, see how you feel. See what the next step is for you, because we are at that time now where really anything is possible, and you deserve joy. You deserve abundance. You deserve to be loved and to express your love. And this is the time to really tune in and tap into who you really are and shine, really. Right, Amrita?
We're all completely worthy. And absolutely, in every single way, we're just these beautiful, beautiful, compassionate, loving beings in service and love. And when we come from that aspect of just choosing to serve and choosing to be love, you know, the universe just amplifies that and magnetizes what we need, but also just brings and draws to us greater levels of what we're sending out.
Beautiful. Thank you. Absolutely. And with that, I thank you, everyone, for being with us today, sharing in this beautiful co-creation and, you know, receiving the energies, frequencies, and vibrations from the transmission, but not just from the transmission, from this whole call. I mean, I started experiencing it even before Amrita came on the call, so, you know, right before. So it's been a powerful time. So thank you, everyone, so much for being here. Thank you again, Amrita, so much. I always love spending time with you. I always love the energy and love and compassion that you bring and share with us. It brings me so much joy. So thank you.
And thank you, too, Alara. It's always such a pleasure to connect with you and really all the core groups and, of course, all our beautiful soul and star family that is with us now listening to this call. So thank you also very much. And from my heart and to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love. Namaste.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone. Have a great day, evening. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.